Sheer Factor by Gary Davidson. Mea culpa. Hi, this is Gary Davidson, the actual Gary Davidson, the voice of Gary Davidson, or as I'm known on Twitter, at the Gary Davidson. A fair bit of what's in this book is based on fact, but obviously I wasn't present in the back rooms or Andy's brain, so most of it is simply snarky supposition. But the only thing in this book that is complete fiction and not based on known evidence or past behavior is a suggestion that there's an old college flame out there who aborted Andy's baby. When it was discovered that Andy didn't have a brokerage certificate and word began to circulate that he'd never earned a BA certificate from the University of Regina, I joked that maybe we needed to see his long-form birth certificate, saying, quote, "For all we know, he's secretly an American." 1 week later, the Globe and Mail broke the story that Andrew Scheer had American citizenship. At that point, I realized whatever cover-up one could imagine for him could be true. And since I'd already begun this book with what I thought was a joke about him being a secret American sleeper agent, before knowing that was at least partially true, I needed an idea that was the ultimate hypocrisy for Andrew Scheer. Next to him being secretly gay and having frequent erotic dreams about his lusty obsession of Justin Trudeau, which also seems to be supported by his behavior. And that was the idea that the great white hope of the anti-abortionist movement in Canada, a vocal and visible good Roman Catholic, might have paid for an old flame's abortion in college. And, as Lyndon B. Johnson once said of an accusation he thrust toward a political opponent, "I know it's not true, but let's make the son of a bitch deny it."